The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is one of those days, you know, when you sit down in the evening, you go through the papers, you go through social media, you're looking for things of interest, you prepare notes, and then you open up the next day's papers, and it's filled with stories. So we're going to have a combination of what's in the news and what was in the news today, as well as the NIB calendar giveaway. So On the Clock is joining the party. We're giving away NIB calendars today. These are awesome calendars. In fact, this is going to be our daily dose of positive, right? This is what I've been waiting for all my life. It is awesome. First of all, it's large. You know, I am looking forward to joining the 3 Score and 10 gang. It is not promised to everyone, but this calendar accommodates the needs of many of our senior citizens who may be having issues with their sight and their eyes, right? So it's large, great visuals and images, and it has all the important dates on it: the public holidays, the pension bank payday, the pension check payday for each month, customer service day for the entire year of 2026. It has important website addresses on it. It has QR codes so that they can take you straight to the part of the website that talks about benefits and assistance, contact information, and forms that you may need to fill out. So we are giving away these calendars over the next few days. And today we're going to start with a trivia question. I'm going to throw the trivia question out and we're going to start the show. So here is the first question. When did the most recent NIB contribution rate increase take effect? When did the most recent NIB contribution rate increase take effect? You get the right answer, you get one of these calendars. Let me tell you just how helpful these calendars are. Good morning, good morning, Good morning. I am excited to be here. Producer, was that Fish and Grits by Ed Moxie you started the show with? That is awesome. That is awesome. Like, if you don't know who you are, right, all you got to do is turn on a radio and you'll hear yourself. And sometimes you can turn on a North American, a Global North radio, and you're going to be like, why do I hear parts of myself on this radio? Like, producer, you notice that sound is like The Doors? Ed Moxie, I don't know if The Doors copy him or if he copied The Doors, but Ed Moxie was a genius, right? Yesterday, as a part of Ministry of National Security's Community Centers Awareness Week, friends, folk, and family had fun at the Ed Moxie Community Center at their Lunch and Learn event. Today, for Community Centers Awareness Week, we're going to the Fox Hill Community Center for food, folks, and fun. Food, folks, and fun. I hope you all have the Fox Hill resident Mark, the raccoon whisperer, there to talk to residents about raccoons, right? The safety tips for not interacting with raccoons, how to make your yard less attractive to raccoons, to show us that raccoons could be our friends, you know, like the type of friends that you write a letter to and you hail from a distance, but still, they could be our friends. So that is Tuesday, the 27th of January, 2026, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fox Hill Community Center. Again, Hannah Hasty Tynes family. We got our January general meeting Thursday, the 29th of January, starting at 7 p.m. at St. John's Auditorium. We also competing with the Anatole Rogers Memorial Lecture, Thursday, the 29th of January, 2026, 7 p.m., Harry Seymour Library. We also have the Marina Association is hosting a town hall meeting on the 29th, on Thursday, the 29th. Carl, I'm coming to you in a second at Queens College Auditorium, 6 to 8 p.m. And then, of course, taking place is Junior Junkanoo.
Good morning.
Good morning, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, good morning, caller.
Yes, I'd like to answer the question.
Yes, I'm ready for your answer.
Okay, so the most recent rate for the increase would have been in 2024, July 1st.
You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. Caller, my producers had to walk away for a moment. Are you prepared to give me your information online?
Certainly.
Okay. I mean, on air. My bad.
Certainly.
I'm ready.
Okay. First name is Genio, G-E-N-E-O.
Yes.
Last name, Turnquest.
Okay. Now, Mr. Genio, you come to the Nassau Guardian to pick up your calendar. Your name will be attached to it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Now, listen, Mr. Turnquest.
Yes, ma'am.
You be careful. The people can start reaching out to you to ask if you're an NIB expert.
That's not a problem. It's a hurricane in back windows, so they can call me at my personal cell number, which is 809-3599.
809-3599. I can put that on the calendar as well. Thank you very much, Mr. Turnquest.
Okay,
thank you for
welcome.
Being an active citizen. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much. That was quick. Listen, these calendars are awesome. Parents, you already have everything in the world to remember. You got to remember all your dates. You got to remember all your spouse's dates. You got to remember all your children's dates. You know, imagine your children are completely different ages. They go to different schools or types of schools, different types of activities. You got all of these things to remember. You need to get you, I mean, this calendar looks like it is possibly 2 feet by 4 feet. It is, right, you find a nice big place on a wall that you can attach it. And then you can also use it to add other important family dates in it as well. Boy, listen, you love my raccoon talk? I got to get prepared this year. You know what's interesting? I don't know if raccoons eat juju. I don't know if raccoons eat juju, right? Because you think that raccoons just eat everything, but they don't eat soursop, and I don't think they eat juju. And here's why that's interesting for me, because we know that soursop has tremendous, like, anti-cancer, cancer-fighting, and these, we know that. That's why, you know, half of us will risk a night in the policeman's hands to swipe some soursop leaves for a sick family member, right? But then juju is an apple, and an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And I just wondering if the raccoon is pointing out to us all the things that we should be eating because they don't eat it. Like, there are lessons everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And then I wanted to ask if anybody, has anybody seen, in yesterday's paper we had a story about the capture of an invasive iguana species on the western end of New Providence. I wanted to know if anybody has seen, one of these invasive iguanas. They exist. They're right there. Also, last couple of pieces of housekeeping. I want to say thank you again to all the people who have donated T-shirts and magazines to the On the Clock Recycling Drive. Remind you about the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. And then I get an important, it's a kind of a note, an important note. I looking for cilantro. Now, I know many of us are familiar with cilantro, right? It's popular in tacos and salads and ceviches and things like that. But there is a Caribbean cousin to cilantro, right? A hot weather variety almost called Chardon-Benny. My Trini friends, my Caribbean friends, they call it Chardon-Benny. We call it cilantro. You replace the I with a U. Cilantro. Anyway, I got some Trinidad people in town, and they offer to cook some food for me, but I need some cilantro, some Chardon-Benny for them. So if anybody knows who sells it, knows who's growing it right now, knows a farmer who grows interesting things, I don't know, reach out to media. You could hit up the On the Clock WhatsApp line at 432-1757, text only, and give me a shout. Oh, there's so many juju out there and so many different types of juju out there. Just the same way there are thousands of varieties of apples and there's so many different types, tastes, textures to experience and enjoy. Make sure you have some juju this juju season. All right, so lots to talk about in today's paper. The Nassau Guardian editorial is quite fascinating this morning. I can't believe I lost it already. Here we go. Let's start with the Nassau Guardian. PHA locked in overtime dispute. Minister of Health expresses, I don't know, is it shock, is it concern with communication from PHA, so speaks to it. Let's start with that article. This is perhaps one of the most important discussions at this time, and it's multi-layered, right? PHA locked in overtime dispute, insists no breach of union agreement. The Public Hospitals Authority and the Bahamas Nurses Union appear to be at loggerheads over the issue of overtime, potentially spelling bad news for Bahamians seeking care at public healthcare institutions. After facing backlash from the BNU following the introduction of a new overtime policy within the PHA system, Managing Director Aubinette Roll said Monday the authority's new policy does not breach any industrial agreements. In a memo dated January 14th, PHA Deputy Financial Controller Ryan Bastian said the new policy is set to take effect in the January 2026 pay period. The overtime policy requires that requests be approved by the Managing Director before payments are made due to an exhaustion of the PHA's overtime budget allocation. For the sticker, we all have an overtime structure in the public healthcare system. Why? Do illnesses and disease work on a 9-to-5 schedule? Why would we even be having this conversation? Why do we not have a system that acknowledges that the state cannot provide sufficient healthcare human resources to manage the lived experiences of Bahamians? Why are we having a conversation about an overtime policy? Surely the people work and you just pay them. Right? Why are we still waiting for the U.S. to tell us who we can hire and who we cannot hire in terms of health care? And why have you not made the matter more urgent, considering the U.S. has made a policy statement that they intend on restricting access to the country who appear to be or who may be in medical crisis, coming to the country for medical care? What do you mean you're waiting for the U.S.? Say, I can stick a pin there because we're not quite sure what we're waiting on, are we? The public, that is. The people who have to use the healthcare system. We don't know. We don't know what we're waiting on. Are we waiting on them to tell us which Cuban medical staff we could hire? Are we waiting on them to tell us which other national medical brigade services, which other jurisdiction we can seek this service from? Are they telling us what we could do as a country vis-a-vis our health care? See, memory is so important. I am never going to forget during the pandemic when the then representative, the PHA, came before the camera with the prime minister to speak to us fellow Bahamians, and the person never smiled once. They never smiled once. I didn't see him smile. I saw the opposite of a smile. I mean, exactly what is happening here? Let's go back into the article. In response to the implementation, the BNU issued a letter stating that the policy is in breach of its industrial agreement and called for members to cease working overtime until there is a guarantee of payment. Quote, there's been no breach of the overtime policy, close quotes, Roll said in a voice. We go into page 5, in a voice message, quote, the information that was extended to the finance team and the hospital administrators are controls put in terms of accountability and approval, quote, there's been no breach in the overtime policy and there is no breach when management is putting in controls about the distribution of overtime as well as the controls put in place to ensure that there is authority given and that there are money for the same. Listen, at the risk of having a second encounter with PHA staff that actually turned their identification badges backwards so that they could not be identified by people attempting to make a complaint, right? At the risk of receiving the same treatment from PHA staff again when I have to go to the hospital to save my own life, why would PHA be allowed to treat people like statistics? We are not statistics. We are human beings that pay taxes, that feed your system. And so to see then the Minister of Health suggests that he don't know what... that was so... Aaron, that was a little wild. Let me pull that back a little bit. Because I'm sure I saw his face. It was the look on his face this morning that really, here we go. Darville slams PHA silence as overtime crisis deepens. That's what the headline says. Recently I learned that you could fly to the DR and get a full MRI, that's a whole body MRI, for $700 US. You could fly to the DR and get a full body MRI for $700. and it could cost you $700 in the Bahamas just to MRI your knee. Just one knee. It could. Right? The first question we have to ask is, why is healthcare so expensive here if our neighbors who are supposed to not be doing as well as we are economically can provide healthcare services for far less money? The same healthcare services. Like, what's the real reason that we can't resource our hospital? What's the real reason that we can't get the A&E open, like properly opened? Not just that the doors are open, but you have enough human resource to match the services that you have to provide. See, yesterday a caller said, oh, Aaron, you know, you're very sensitive about this subject. I appreciate the way he approached it and I explained because I've lived through far too many experiences of needless injury and death on the road, right? And in the same way, let me tell you, before I lost my last phone, I had a video in my phone that I would not delete. A friend of mine, LeVar Pratt, sent me a video from A&E, male surgical ward, where a man next to him was wailing, you know, the death wail, death moans, was wailing and moaning next to him all night. And the next morning, the man had passed away, right? My good friend, my second oldest friend in the world, died in PMH accident and emergency waiting room, waiting to be checked in. He had been released, had a massive heart attack in the waiting room and died waiting to be served. Y'all play too much. We are not statistics. My good uncle GNNN, granny boy, who I just meet, that's my uncle now. See, what he knows and y'all don't know is a member of the Hannah Hasty Times Family Association executive team died in the midst of us preparing for the 2024 family reunion due to complications experienced with dialysis care. So yes, I'm sensitive about this subject too, whether y'all know it or not. And I have a great family history. Corinne Mitchell was known as the great escaper because she refused to spend more time than was absolutely necessary in that hotel. Here's a text. Good day. You can get an executive annual physical labs and imaging included in Turkey for $700. I can't. See, yes, I thank you very much. The question is, who can afford to fly to Turkey, let alone, I mean, you know, to the DR, let alone Turkey? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good, good.
Well, in the DR, if you can get it for $700, have you checked to see what it may cost in Cuba? Because when you look at it, we right between the two of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the DR says you can get a full-body MRI for $700, and you can go to Cuba and get the same thought and work over in Cuba and in the DR and enjoy yourself before you come back and call it a vacation in both places. So,
medical tourism, eh?
Okay.
There you go.
And what it is here, you know, they just want to keep things going the way they
go in.
They need it to go because remember now, they locked in with these insurance companies. And as long as our dollar is just one for one with the American dollar, they think that we must pay the American price and the American way.
I got you. Listen, thank you very much for your contribution. I got a couple more callers on the line. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, my niece.
Yes, sir. Thank you, uncle. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, my name is Green. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
Hey, I don't think that the doctors or the PMH is inept or incapable of doing the work, you know.
No, I don't.
The health care, one, I think is they're struggling based on the fact they're probably ill or little equipment to use.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they may more or less may be overworked, right, under mm-hmm. the conditions. I think based on the circumstances and conditions they're in, because that's a horrible condition, that they're actually doing an excellent job based on the conditions they're working in. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a rat hole.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they even showed up to work, to me, is a good thing. Because that environment, think about it, it ain't conducive to work in.
I agree. They are heroes.
Yeah, they're good people, man. So I don't want to demonize them based on their right. inept or inadequate abilities to operate or do the job.
Thank you very much, caller.
Yes, ma'am.
It's an important point you make. Other caller, I end the call so I could come to you. Call back, other caller. But let's stick on that point for a second, right? We're not being insensitive to the experiences of people who have lost loved ones in the hospital. I think most recently of Clanisha Adley and Candice Simonette Darvill. We're not being insensitive to the families of those loved ones. We're acknowledging that a system will produce what it is designed to produce. And if it does not function the way it was designed to function, it will not produce what it's supposed to produce. But we can get back to that. Let's go to the caller. I got it. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
You know, I know you travel, right? You travel to PMH as well.
Yes, sir.
You travel to QC, right? I travel to QC. You know, I had a reading lab and two biology labs and
mm-hmm.
with one physics and one chemistry lab, or maybe two of each, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you travel to government school, right?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's no investment in the government. Do my number. You know what I mean? The parents, this and the parents. Where's the investment? Where are the teachers? Where are the facilities? And QC, and when I went to QC, we had 4 of each grade. In these schools, you got like 16 of each grade, Mom.
Yeah.
You understand me?
It's the lack of resources being...
Right. So where does the government get resources? Is this true taxation? Him of growing the economy? From you grow the economy, you got to tax the economy too? You know, we need tax reform, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's our issue, you know.
Yeah.
We can't demand our government do nothing for them until we demand they tax us.
And we need to do some constitutional work as well, right? Because monies from taxes should be earmarked for specific sectors. And
you realize what's the issues in the United States. Which is conservative tax and which is left-wing tax.
I hear you.
You see, so that's just what we need to be debating in our country today. You know, the different forms of tax, we need to get the left-wing tax,
Let me tell you something. You're not going to hear any political candidate, except maybe COI candidates, talk about crime and taxation. You're not going to hear any PLP and F&M candidates talking about crime and talking about taxation. You're not going to hear any ideas, not no real substantive ideas. You're going to hear song lyrics and poetry.
I got a bone to pick with you, you know. You see that show on Saturday? These people are democratic socialists, right?
Uh-huh.
You might be liberal, right?
Uh-huh.
But you ain't no socialist. You're no democratic socialist. You don't go on them people's show. You need to read them some more time. Don't go and take their show and that.
I wasn't on the eye opener this Saturday. Thought they were talking
that.
About me. I wasn't there this Saturday.
You go and plant your seed and
Uncle man, don't say that.
You're supposed to be a democratic socialist, man. But what you dealing with?
Listen, I am beyond. See me? I am beyond imperialism and capitalism. No.
Yeah, you scared.
No. I can't talk Obey on my show.
Call it Obey.
I can't talk Obey on my show. You have a great day, Uncle. You have a great day. Let's go to the phone line. I had to give them young people some space to, you know, because... Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, Alan Johnson here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a correction.
Okay.
The coalition has no taxation. We're going to sell salt, aragonite, and give everybody $100,000 acre of crown land.
See, Alan, you remember the little meme with the little girl in the back seat and say, "Daddy, focus on yourself. You can't focus on this."
It's called a policy of delusion. You know that you're going to create $40 billion to give away to Bohemians, and then that they're not going to do anything because now you say you don't like foreigners in the country. So now every Bohemian will have their own foreigner. That's what it's also promoted.
Okay, but one second. I have not heard the COI or any COI proponent propelling this idea, promoting this idea of each citizen will get $100,000 every year. I have not seen it in recent times, but I still think it's important for the COI to respond to the statement. Before this 2026 general election, we need not just Lincoln Bain, we need the COI leadership team and individual candidates to make a statement in response to the initial claim that the COI will, once elected, give Bahamians, what do you call it, like subvention? Every year.
Hold on. Listen to me. And I want Lincoln Bain, Charlotte, or MacGyver, or any of them, or Graham Redford, to call. They give you $100,000 a year. You'll pay no light bill. You'll pay for nothing, no medical bill. You'll pay no education bill. You'll pay no taxes. So the problem is that, remember now, you're starting out giving away $40 billion a year. Then you now must build all these infrastructure because you're going to have world-class hospitals, you're going to have all kinds of schools, you're going to have all these other different things. You're going to have an infrastructure to maintain that you pay nothing for because the foreigners can pay the taxes. So you're going to have to bring the foreigners in and pay them.
Look here. Let me just
talk about, when you talk about education, let's use an example, right? I was supposed to go buy the history book by Chris Curry, right, that they wrote. Now, here's the thing about support. Let me say the infrastructure. And this is why you need 21st century leadership, not one self-fantasies and delusion. Now, do you think they will sell 2,000 of those books every year?
No.
I said then that we have teachers copying books. And this is, you know, yes, I am a supporter of the FNM to support this issue. But this is the point. This is for creatives that Dwight just talked about. You have teachers copying books and things that Bohemians have written because the students can't afford it, families can't afford $200 for each child.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called a digital seat. And I go to the people who wrote the book and I say to them, I would like to license from you 2,000 seats at $10 each. Mm-hmm. 200,000 a year, whatever it is, right? Yeah. They don't have to buy the book. So that means those 2,000 students can use the digital versions of those books for 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, and it keeps rotating. You renew them every year. You do the seats, and so now rather than students running around with a backpack, where parents have to go and find $100, $200, $300 a year for each of their students for books, it actually accomplishes the same thing. And those individuals who wrote those books for the school curriculum will make more money in 1 year than they probably would have made in 10 or 20.
I got you.
But so, and this is about changing classrooms where learning becomes an immersive 24-hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Carla spoke about taxes and what everything else. I agree. You know, if I made $1 billion this year, I didn't pay for the roads by myself. I didn't pay for the harbors by myself. I didn't pay for the police to protect me by myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay for all of those by myself. So I do believe in equitable taxation. But the question has to be, the problem we have is not taxation, because no matter how we change it, if we have waste, we increase taxes, you increase waste. And so that's the problem of having framework and structures in place that you get value for dollar. And that's where you must have context. When you talk about these things you want, it has to be in full context of national development, checks and balances.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. Producer, let me go to the text line and then we go to a break. See, that's why I was saying we need to get into the Constitution, right? All the taxes go to the consolidated fund. And then they could just do whatever they want with it, right? I don't know if they're checks or balances. We don't get to see any of them. Get to see them, right? And so with the introduction of the Tourism Development Corporation Bill, and within there, I'm not sure if it's included in the past, in the act, that the version that passed, but they wanted essentially a tourism consolidated fund. They wanted to divert taxes derived from tourism initiatives, products, and services into a fund separate from the consolidated fund, right? And so my question is, why just tourism? Why does just tourism get to do that? And wouldn't it be beneficial, right? Because nobody who's thought about it opposes taxation. Nobody. Our concern is constantly what happens with the taxes. I'm not casting aspersions. These are not slurs. I'm not defaming anybody. This is not slanderous. What happened with the taxes? We've been begging y'all to give us a full assessment, evaluation of exactly how much money was collected since the initiation of VAT and exactly where has it gone. We can't get that. We can't get that. Okay, so I'm going to go to the text line and then we're going to take a break. Here's a text. Ms. Green, tell that caller, be careful about taxes. We have customs, duties, and VAT billions of dollars. And remember, the people keep saying, let the Haitians come the correct way. Now, look what happened. They come in by the thousands the correct way. So be careful what you say to these government. Be careful. I hear you, texter. Here's another text. Okay, we started at the beginning. The real reason is corruption and lack of innovation. The text is too short to fully describe the relationship. So the text is saying, I understand that this format is not sufficient to express exactly the fullness of what I mean. But they go on to say, corruption puts incompetent people in charge. Have you ever listened to people speak of how they weren't smart in school but used street smarts and likely illegality to elevate themselves? Then they boast of how they now lead the smart people. But guess what? They don't listen to smart ideas because they in charge. Dumb ideas cost money. Absolutely right, Texter. Another text, don't demonize or make sense. Workers, look at the results, because like every profession, you can have incompetent people who pass through. Yeah, I wanted to get back to that point. Thank you, Texter. That call is wrong. You can't just tax people more and ignore growth. You will trigger a contraction, the reverse of what you want, because people will both have less money to spend and adjust their spending to account for the attack on their savings. Thank you, Texter. Producer, let's prep the caller, and then we're going to go to the break. Good morning, caller.
Miss Nuri.
Man, don't call me Miss Nuri.
I mean, Miss
I ain't talked to my uncle. I ain't talked to my brother in a little minute.
Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
Allow me to tell C. Allen Johnson, calls from Freeport. He has the whole cabinet down there this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He can't miss this morning.
Okay.
Everyone.
Did they use taxis?
Brilliant ideas that he have for Grand Bahama.
Did you know if they use taxis to move them about?
I hope.
I hope so, too.
At least the taxi drivers would make a couple of dollars.
Yes, sir. Go on.
That'd be a good. That's good.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want C. Allen Johnson to make himself available to some of those cabinet ministers to get him some of them good ideas that he have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're going to be there all evening, so.
All right.
He can catch them going in. He can catch them coming
out. Yeah, yeah. C. Allen.
Give share some of them ideas, man. Some of them big talking thing with yourself for Grandmama. I'm sure they'd be attending and listen to him.
I mean, I ain't sure about that, but still.
I believe they'll listen to him.
I got you. Yeah, I got you. Listen, sometimes, the politics is interfere with the governance, but we have to acknowledge at the end of the day that the political culture is overwhelming, and sometimes people find themselves in situations they can't control, right?
Like the old people say, you can see what they're looking at.
I got you.
Good.
I got you. Absolutely. Other caller, we got to go to the break. We have to go to the break. When we get back from the break, if you could hold, I'll come straight to you. If not, call right back. On the other side of the break, Junior Junkanoo is on its way. And hey, Ministry of Education and Youth Sports and Culture. Man, next time, come on my show and let's make sure that all the people are at the Battle of the High School Pop Bands. Because it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal, but not enough of us were out there, including me. I wasn't there. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
We don't care what mama don't like, no Rickens, scraping anyhow. Mama don't like, no Rickens, scraping anyhow.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean Colson, you know.
Wait, if you're in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and we'll talk with Aaron Green. Mr. Bus Driver, there, Mr. Davis. We ain't getting off the bus until we get to the promised land, you know. You may have to get off the bus, but we ain't getting off the bus till we get to the promised land. Let's go to the phone and then line text and then back into the headlines. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Just let me sell to Julian. Julian, if you want to see my ideas, go read this book called The Blueprint for Change. And you will see my
see,
ideas.
I can hit the button. Thank you, sir. I have to hit the button. Now we're not going to row. Uncle, please don't call back to row C. Allen Johnson. Let me read this text while I catch myself. This text has been sitting here for a long time. The PLP is a rogue organization that refuses to discuss issues. Okay. You didn't have me in the first half. You got me in the second half. It was rogue to what? See, like, a rogue for what? Because truly, actually, like, the PLP political culture that they have derived from their interpretation of Article 73-1A of the Constitution. So, like, if you're saying it's rogue in the sense that they've moved far away from the party of Arthur A.D. Hanna, who was the only person who didn't have to nominate, if you're saying that, and, like, I say, Glenys Hannah Martin should pick up A.D. Hanna's PLP and take it to somewhere it'll flourish. In that sense, it's rogue. Call, I come into you in a second. The text continues, they are deceptive and dishonest. Moralizing on Pintard and minimizing opposition wouldn't work. People can see straight through it. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good day, Aaron.
Good day.
I just wanted to say, right, the ideas that the FNM has, are they the same ideas that the gentleman from Freeport is be uttering, or because I mean, while they might be really good ideas, I don't hear his party uttering the same thing.
Yeah.
So the problem is, right, the FNM gonna need the elect C. Allen Johnson as their leader, because at the end of the day, he seems to have a lot of ideas but no support.
They need to elect him as a teacher, because I imagine that he doesn't get the ideas don't get support because people don't understand them or the principles that underpin them, you know?
for him to be advocating so daily for the FNM, but him and the FNM ideas are not lining up. So he's just wasting his air on this, as far as I'm concerned, because if their policies, his and theirs, was lining up, then we could have said the FNM bringing some really good ideas.
Okay, so hold on. So you're saying that perhaps he's doing the FNM a disservice by continually sharing the good ideas, because if the FNM doesn't pick up good ideas from someone that they do not denounce as a member of their own party, then what are they doing?
Right.
See, I got you.
Yes, because if the FNM was uttering these
ideas
from like C. Allen Johnson's was uttering for their kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the people would have bought to the FNM, but they hear a supporter of the FNM uttering these things like he's going to be in the cabinet or what all this. I mean, he's doing the FNM a disservice and they need to pull him in.
No, man, I don't like that. I mean, I like the critique, but I don't like the conclusion of the critique, because then I doing the same thing. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, caller. I appreciate what you said. I doing the same thing. You could say that, hey, you know the same way that back in, what that was, 2019, when Jerome Fitzgerald said he believes Save the Bays is a political organization and not an environmental organization, and they trying to destabilize the government, and that's why he read the emails in the House of Assembly. Like, you remember that? Like, some people could say, but Aaron, you put all of these good ideas out on the radio all the time as if you think you is a politician and nobody picks them up. You don't think, like, you're making the politicians look bad because you have all of these good ideas, but they don't never adopt them? Same kind of vibe. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Great show again.
Thank you.
And Aaron, I just want to say I make no apologies on behalf of that gentleman, even though you're beginning to hear some development in terms of who he was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my point is simple. You know, we got to respect human rights. Now, there's nothing the government can do if a person chooses to stay on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's a government initiative, you know, because all through the U.S. developed countries, they can't really do much with persons who want to remain on the street. But they would have to, like someone who wanted to leave the hospital prematurely, I understand they can just leave.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to do a better job on how we secure and protect the most vulnerable in our society.
Absolutely.
Especially for us being a tourism destination. But it seems as if, Aaron, that these callers who support these third and fringe parties, they're always going after the messenger. And, you know, but I thought C. Allen was the FNM's press secretary, you know, because they definitely need one.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the ideas, a lot of the recommendations could be adopted. But I believe that based on some of the policies, align with C. Allen, but I don't know how influential he is with the politicians. But like you say, the politicians could adopt these ideas. They don't necessarily have to just quote the source where they got them from,
mm-hmm.
because we're all trying to build this country and leave it in a better place than we met it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they would be wise not to adopt a lot of C. Allen's policies.
Don't say that.
Unwise.
Oh, unwise. Good. Because I was just about to say to you, hey, can you take out some time? I'm going to reach out to Terry Miller from BASH, and let's talk about what you your first contribution. Let's create a space to talk more about that. Because,
right.
You know, when we talked about it in relation to voting, the Constitution does not say that I have to have a permanent address to enjoy my right to vote or to exercise my right to vote, right? And in the same way, I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that says that I have to have a permanent address.
You know, but it's just that I see, and which is correct, but it's just that I see some people coming out of the mind disposition.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying that it is justifiable, you know, but nothing like that is justifiable.
Of course
and,
not. Of course
and,
not.
And we have to be more, whatever he would have done, it could have been handled a different way. But I'm sure whoever would have committed the crime, they can now think about 1,000 different ways that they could have handled it without being behind bars.
Imagine if we met the people that risked our lives by running stop signs and red lights in their motor vehicle, in their 1,000 ton, you know, in their one ton weapon, what if we met them with violence because they were behaving uncivilized and disorderly, right? Exactly. What if we did that? You know, I'm to your point, there's nothing that justifies that response. Thank
I
you.
I mean, some people are justifying it. And I mean, they're trying to attack over social media, but I don't see the correlation in what he did and the punishment that he received.
Absolutely.
I don't see the correlation.
I get you. Let's go. Thank you very much. Let's go to this next caller, and then I got to get to tend the show. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I am sorry we missed you, caller. Here's the text. The text says, the COI is also holding the opposition responsible for government policies. That is why I believe they are secretly working for the PLP. It's very interesting. See, that's a whole nother conversation I want to have. It's very interesting, the COI's presence and location in the current political culture. It says the COI is also holding the opposition responsible for government policies, right? See, because on the surface, it appears to be like the COI is drawing attention to issues. But what I find problematic is that the COI, it appears that you only perpetuate the issue by the manner or the method or the way that you engage it. At the same time, listen, I will hear more from the COI, more from other faces in the COI. The COI has to be more than Lincoln Bain if it's going to be sustainable. This is not an attack on Mr. Bain, okay? If the party is going to be sustainable, then we need to see more from the party. Now, I see people be sharing voice notes and statements from Dr. MacGyver, from Ms. Green, Charlotte Green, but I want to see them in the public engaging people live. The leadership has to be more than just one person, A, for it to be sustainable, B, for people to take you seriously when you say that you are reforming, shifting, bringing us a different type of politics. Okay, here's another text. Good morning, Ms. Green. C. Allen Johnson will make a good chairman of the FNM. Sands is not ready. I don't know. Sands can't stand to Bradley Roberts. I'm telling you. Here's another text, Ms. Green. What's wrong with these callers? Government work for the people. You tell them what you want from what problems you see as citizens. If they don't fulfill, vote them out. No, it's not just voting them out. There's more to do. That's one option, but there's more than we can do. Ms. Green, what's wrong? Okay, they just sent it a couple of times. Okay, let's go. We have the elderly, children, and groups like single mothers, which are so coveted by feminists using public transportation. You would think she would reform things if only for the women then. Why are these bus drivers always involved in altercations and collisions? And why is JoBeth Colby-Davis so silent on policing the public transportation? Listen, it didn't just start with her. Let's just say that. But the solution, it don't look like it come in with her either. Historically, some buses have been dangerous places to be for some people. Now, we have some great bus drivers, and the people who use the buses know who they are and wait for those buses. I can say Roadhog and Yellow Bird. I ain't gonna never forget y'all, along with Swaby and others. But we cannot deny that some men think that the bus is where they go to date underage girls. That texter. C. Allen is a great man and knows his worth. He needs to be heard because he lectures to a nation to think critically. He is. But I tell him he got to find other modes to deliver that information. Ms. Green, ideas must acknowledge realities already in play. Loans outstanding require specific amounts of payments according to the schedules. Such were borrowed under. That fact is missing as suggestions about division instead of what applies now are thrown around. Listen, thank you, Texas. We hear the COI supporters, but we can't hear the COI leaders. There you go. You hear the producer. I even get to the Haitian pastor in $14,000 visa scam. But read the article. Read the first paragraph in the article, and on Thursday, tell me what you think. You guys, I am out of time. I'm so excited. for you because you got another hour. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. You guys have a great day. I ain't getting off till we hit the promised land. Such a long time and
this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.